Welcome back to Through the Word. I'm your host, Peyton Jones, and today we'll be in 1 Kings chapter 8. In this chapter, we see the ark brought into the temple. It's been a long time coming, and the guest of honor comes down the red carpet. As the priests bring the ark into the temple, it's a celebration like no other. If you thought Solomon's table and daily provision was huge, well, the amount of sacrifices made for this occasion were so many, the chapter tells us they lost count. A cloud filled the temple so great that the people were overwhelmed and couldn't even perform their priestly service. The glory of the Lord had filled the temple. This happened, if you remember, on the Mount of Transfiguration, where the glory of the Lord appeared in Christ, and before it did, a cloud, we're told in the Gospels, descended upon the mountain. Just so that you don't misunderstand, the presence of God could kill you. So that cloud was for their protection, so they wouldn't be destroyed. And it was probably no different on this day as well. Then Solomon, so overcome with emotion, after years of build-up, 7 years of building the temple, prays an incredible prayer. I'd like to read the prayer in its entirety, mainly because not only is it a milestone, but it's also a long-established, long-awaited exhalation of breath, a time of worship where God gets what he deserves. We've waited a long time in the Bible to get here from the book of Genesis until now. God is now establishing a mini Garden of Eden, a place where his presence is said to be, and Solomon knows the importance of this moment. And this prayer shows the weight and fulfillment of every promise God has made to the children of Israel. Remember that the temple is a type of Jesus, so this in the Old Testament is a huge, momentous occasion. It's a big day. All right, let's read this prayer together because sometimes you just can't improve on what's actually in the Bible. Actually, that's all the time, but this time, I think we just need to enjoy it rather than explain it. In verse 22, Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord in front of the whole assembly of Israel, spread out his hands toward heaven and said, "Lord, the God of Israel, there is no God like you in heaven above or on earth below who keep your covenant of love with your servants to continue wholeheartedly in your way. You have kept your promise to your servant David, my father. With your mouth you have promised, and with your hand you have fulfilled it as it is today. Now, Lord, the God of Israel, keep for your servant David, my father, the promises you made to him when you said, 'You shall never fail to have a successor to sit before me on the throne of Israel.' If only your descendants are careful in all they do to walk before me faithfully as you have done. And now, God of Israel, let your word that you promised your servant David, my father, come true. But will God really dwell on earth? The heavens, even the highest heaven, cannot contain you. How much less this temple I have built. Yet give attention to your servant's prayer and his plea for mercy, Lord my God. Hear the cry and the prayer that your servant is praying in your presence this day. May your eyes be open towards this temple night and day, this place of which you said, 'My name shall be there,' so that you will hear the prayer your servant prays towards this place. Hear the supplication of your servant and of your people, Israel, when they pray toward this place. Hear from heaven, your dwelling place, and when you hear, forgive. When anyone wrongs their neighbor and is required to take an oath, and they come and swear the oath before your altar in this temple, then hear from heaven and act. Judge between your servants, condemning the guilty by bringing down on their heads what they have done, and vindicating the innocent by treating them in accordance with their innocence. When your people, Israel, been defeated by an enemy because they've sinned against you, and when they turn back to you and give praise to your name, praying and making supplication to you in this temple, then hear from heaven and forgive the sin of your people, Israel, and bring them back to the land you gave their ancestors. when the heavens are shut up and there's no rain because your people have sinned against you, and when they pray toward this place and give praise to your name and turn from their sin because you've afflicted them, then hear from heaven and forgive the sin of your servants, your people Israel. Teach them the right way to live and send rain on the land you gave your people for an inheritance. When famine or plague comes to the land, or blight or mildew, locusts or grasshoppers, or when an enemy besieges them in any of their cities, whatever disease or disaster may come, and when a prayer or plea is made by anyone among your people Israel, being aware of the afflictions of their own hearts and spreading out their hands towards this temple, then hear from heaven your dwelling place. Forgive and act. Deal with everyone according to all they do, since you know their hearts, for you alone know every human heart, so that they will fear you all the time they live in the land you gave our ancestors. As for the foreigner who does not belong to your people Israel, but has come from a distant land because of your name, for they will hear of your great name and your mighty hand and your outstretched arm, when they come and pray toward this temple, then hear from heaven your dwelling place. Do whatever the foreigner asks of you, so that all the peoples of the earth may know your name and fear you, as do our own people Israel, and may know that this house that I have built bears your name. And when your people go to war against their enemies, wherever you send them, and they pray to the Lord toward the city you have chosen and the temple I have built for your name, then hear from heaven their prayer and their plea and uphold their cause. When they sin against you, for there is no one who does not sin, and you become angry with them and give them over to their enemies who take them captive to their own lands, far away or near, and if they have a change of heart in the land where they are held captive, and repent and plead with you in the land of their captors and say, "We have sinned, we have done wrong, we have acted wickedly," and if they turn back to you with all their heart and soul in the land of their enemies who took them captive, and pray to you toward the land you gave their ancestors, towards the city you have chosen, and the temple I have built for your name, then from heaven, your dwelling place, hear their prayer and their plea, and uphold their cause, and forgive your people who have sinned against you. Forgive all the offenses they have committed against you, and cause their captors to show them mercy, for they are your people, your inheritance, whom you brought out of Egypt, out of that iron smelting furnace. May your eyes be open to your servant's plea and the plea of your people Israel, and may you listen to them when they cry out to you, for you singled them out to the nations of the world to be your inheritance, just as you declared through your servant Moses when you, sovereign Lord, brought our ancestors out of Egypt. And when Solomon finished all these prayers and supplications to the Lord, he rose from before the altar of the Lord where he had been kneeling with his hands spread out towards heaven. He stood and blessed the whole assembly of Israel with a loud voice. Solomon turns and he implores the people to follow God and to walk with him. They have this great chance. Notice the things that Solomon brings out. Your dwelling place in heaven. Solomon wants to make that very clear, that this is just a symbol of that, a touchstone, a place to remember that God has his presence established on earth, but his habitat, his habitation, his dwelling place is in heaven. Of course, Christ will later be the symbol of God dwelling among men, and eventually as the Holy Spirit comes to live within us, we too become the embodiment of God's dwelling place on earth. Read the rest of this beautiful chapter today, 1 Kings chapter 8, and as you do, lift your hands and praise God with Solomon.
Join us next time as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.